When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast, folks. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. And if you want to reach us by email, go to endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. I'm your host, Eric, and this is End Time World News from Red Circle. Folks, welcome if you're just joining us for the first time. God bless you and welcome. Thanks for tuning in. End Time World News is news, alternative news, for Christians and non-Christians in the world every day. I cover different types of subjects the mainstream media does not cover. I cover anything and everything, from wars to COVID, you name it, and anything and everything in between, folks. That's what we cover here. Spiritual battles that exist that are currently going on as well in the world. The world is full of sin, and we are all sinners, and we must give our life to Jesus Christ. Repent now and give our life to Jesus Christ. So that's kind of what we're all about, folks. So let's get into today's podcast, shall we? I want to talk to you today about what's happening and what's going on in the world, folks. And I just want to talk to you about something that's very serious. Most pastors, and I notice, and again, folks, just as a disclaimer, I'm not a pastor, preacher, or anything like that, or minister, or anything else. I do a podcast. I try to do a podcast weekly or every other week. I'm a host, and I have multiple podcasts out there all around the world. But this is what I do. I enjoy this. I enjoy talking about God and Jesus Christ. I really do. So what I was going to say here, folks, is that what I want to talk to you about is how the world is right now. And we are in the last days. We're seriously in the last days, the last few years before the return of Jesus Christ. I feel it. I think there'll be a little time, but not very much, folks, not very much. And we're also, what I wanted to talk to you about is the mark of the beast. Now, I did a podcast on the mark of the beast, quite a while back ago, but, I just want to talk about that again. See, a lot of people get confused, and I want to try to explain some things. A lot of people have been confused. They had think if you take the SHOT, the shot, that was the beast. No, I don't really believe that. But what I've said on my podcast is when you take the shot for the COVID vaccine, you take the shot. I think that was the precursor, the depopulation precursor to the mark of the beast system. I don't think that that's actually the beast. I think that that is actually the precursor to the system. And let me tell you why. Because it says in the Bible, if you go to Book of Revelation, folks, it says in the Bible that the mark of the beast shall appear in the right hand or in the forehead. And it says that in the mark of the, it says that in the Book of Revelation about the mark of the beast. So, beings that that is the mark of the beast, that's what the Book of Revelation is referring it to. Again, in order, I'm just going to lay this out. In order for them to run the beast system, and this is what this is, the Antichrist appears, they're going to run the beast system. the beast system is the mark in the right hand or the forehead. That's how they're going to run the beast system. There's too many people in the world, folks, for these elite people that are trying to run this. Until the Antichrist officially announces that he is the Antichrist and he will try to proclaim himself as being God, that's how we know. That's what they say in the Bible. Now, if you find somebody that's trying to on national TV, but not only that, he's in the world and he has these strange powers and this and that, he proclaims himself as God. Well, a lot of people have done that over the years and decades and decades and decades. I'm 57 years old and that's happened a lot. But if somebody truly does do that, and people start bowing down to this man, millions and millions and millions of people, you know, and if you read the book of Revelation, there's certain signs, the moon will be turned, the sun will be darkened, the moon will be turned to blood, and there's different physical signs of the end times of what's supposed to happen according to the Bible. And that's where you have to go by is the, not what I'm saying but by the Bible. And so a lot of people miss this. And so what I'm saying is the mark of the beast, back to the SHOT, the COVID vaccine, that is a depopulation shot. Depopulation meaning kill X amount of people. They knew this when they came out with this shot. They had this shot over 20, 25 years before it even came out. They were already planning all these devious and evil schemes and a way to kill off millions and millions of people. And so they suckered, they suckered a couple billion people into this. And so because they want to curb the numbers because they know that when they roll out with the beast system, the mark in the right hand or the forehead, the actual mark of the beast system, the official mark of the beast system, they know that there's too many people in the world right now, folks. There's way too many people. If everybody started a revolt in humanity against these people, they would be gone in about 10 minutes. That's how fast they'd be destroyed. And so you have to understand that they have to whittle the numbers down. And this is just a process of migrating, sorting the sheep from the goats, as the Bible would say, the sheep from the goats. The goats go, as we know, into the lake of fire. The sheep will go on to heaven. And that's how it is. That's fact. You can look this stuff up in your Holy Bible, your King James Version, whatever Holy Bible you read. And so you have to understand that this mark of the beast system, the foundation's here. It's just a matter of time before they push the button and they roll with it. In other words, folks, it's like a project. And the project, let's say, is just on hold, and it might be on hold for a few more months or maybe 1 year or so at the most. But all they got to do is just push the button. As soon as they push the button, go, then the whole system will start and it will be activated. But the beast system is already here. The precursor being the shots is already here. Now they want to try this bird flu. Well, they're going to scare the living daylights out of everybody here, Christians or non-Christians. They'll scare everybody, unless you believe in God. They want to scare you to take another vaccine. And I tell you what, the bird flu is non-existent, okay? You can't get bird flu transferring from species to species genetically and through molecules, and you cannot do that unless they do what? Unless they ramp up or they modify the genes in a bird to go from a bird to a cow.
Save big this summer with great deals. All in the Kroger app. Get 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 10 for 10 on items like Lay's Stacks, Rice-A-Roni, and Sparkling Ice Sparkling Water for $1 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And then from a cow or something on a dairy farm to a human being. That's how that works, but it just won't work. And again, that's what they do, is they modify all of these plagues and stuff like that. So whereby that's how they kill off millions and millions of hundreds of millions of people. this bird flu has a ratio, a kill ratio. I think it's 1 to 2 or 1 to 3. So if it's 1 to 2, that's 50% out of every 100%. So out of 2 people, one person's going to die. That's a very, very, very high kill ratio. And again, it's all part of the depopulation / mark of the beast system. And that's where you have to understand, folks, that the stuff is already here. They're doing it. I believe Finland was the first country. They're already starting bird flu vaccines, which are going to kill millions of people. And it's just amazing to me, dear folks listening, please listen. It's amazing to me that even Christians don't have enough sometimes discernment and understanding and wisdom to not take a vaccine, to not take a shot, to give in to the scare tactics, to give in to the fear, F-E-A-R, fear porn, and to not have enough discernment and follow God through Jesus Christ. That's what really, really, really is scary here. Christians can't seem to follow Jesus Christ. They don't want to follow Jesus Christ. They're scared to follow Jesus Christ and listen. And that's what's scary, and follow God's word and the Holy Spirit. It's scary. And again, as soon as they roll out with this bird flu, as soon as they roll out with that, and they'll spread it all over the world. Again, Finland's on record. They're already giving people shots over there for the bird flu. Even now, as I make this podcast, July 7th at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here in Orlando. You know, so you have to understand, folks, what is out there, and you have to understand this beast system. It's already here. They just have to push a button and activate it, but they have to do certain steps in order to clear the way so that the beast system will run smoothly. That's what they have to do. And so a lot of people don't understand that. I just wanted to bring this to everybody's attention. If you have not given your life to Jesus Christ and have him and have given your life to Jesus Christ and accepted him as your Lord and personal Savior, it's that time in the podcast, folks. I want to invite you to do that. Here's a simple prayer again. If you've not given your life to Jesus and invited Jesus into yours, if you want to receive the gift of God, please say this prayer with your heart and your lips out loud. I'm going to keep this very simple, folks. Just repeat after me. I'll go slow here. Dear Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of my sin. Wash me, cleanse me, set me free, Jesus. Thank you, you died for me. I believe you are risen from the dead and that you're coming back again for me. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Give me a passion for the lost, hunger for things of God and holy boldness, and to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. I am saved. I am born again. I am forgiven. I am on my way to heaven because I have Jesus in my heart. Thank you, God. I pray. Amen. And if you said that prayer, folks, God bless you. God bless you. If you said that prayer, God bless you. And so there's just a couple of things you need to do as I conclude this podcast. First thing you need to do is grab a Bible, get a Bible. If you don't have a Bible, I'll tell you in just a second. First thing you need to do is get a Bible. You can order one through Amazon. Usually they have them under $20. If you want a more expensive one, they have $30, $40, $50 on up. But just you can get a Bible through Amazon. If you can't afford one, find a church that preaches the Trinity, which is the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I'll talk about that on another podcast. But just find a church that preaches the Word of God, folks. Very simple. And then approach one of the congregation members, a pastor, assistant pastor, maybe even a deacon, usher, and just ask them if you find a good Christian church and you start going to, and just ask them, just say, hey, I'd like to study the Word of God. I heard this guy on a podcast. I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and personal Savior. I want to know more, but I want to start reading, okay? Can you get me a Bible? And of course, they're going to get you a Bible, folks. That they will. They're not going to charge you anything. They'll find ways in the church to get you a Bible. Also, something else I thought of as I was doing my last podcast here a week or two ago. There's also apps, folks, on the phone. There's Bible apps. If you're part of, like I have an Apple phone and an Android phone, an Android backup phone, but I have Apple and Android, you can download Bible apps, folks. And the Bible app has the complete Bible. And this is also something I suggest to people if you're really tight on a budget and you're embarrassed and you don't know what to do, then just download an app. Go to the Play Store on the Android market or else the Apple Store there, and you can download a Bible app there and listen to the Bible. Those folks, sometimes it might have a poor sight. Like my sight's starting to get kind of bad, at least in my right eye. That's what I like to do. I like to listen to the Bible, and it's a little harder for me to read. I still have to read because of my job, but sometimes it's a task. So sometimes listening's a little easier. So you can always do that. And the next thing, once you do that, find a good Christian church that believes in the Trinity. That's the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Find a good church and get into that church. And write down all your questions, and then maybe the next week or following week, get a hold of somebody in the church, again, a pastor, assistant pastor, a deacon, an usher, somebody there, maybe a new friend you met at the church. Somebody there, folks, that can tell you and answer all your questions. What is salvation? When will Jesus return? Why did Jesus have to die on the cross? And what is crucifixion? And everything that I'm talking about and I have talked about on these podcasts. So write your questions down, get a hold of somebody, get them answered. And the last thing before I conclude, folks, is it's a good thing that you be baptized once you understand what's going on. You've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Become a member of that church if you like. And you might get a hold of the pastor and say, you know, I would like to get baptized one Sunday there. Can I get baptized? And they'll usually put you through a class and a course. And once you go through the class and a course, then you can be baptized in front of the whole congregation. And that's always a good thing, folks. So that's it. That's it exactly, folks. Like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. I'm Eric, and this is End Time World News. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. Be well, be safe. But most importantly, folks, thanks for tuning in. God bless you. That's it for today, and bye for now.
Save big this summer with great deals. All in the Kroger app. Get 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 10 for 10 on items like Lay's Stacks, Rice-A-Roni, and Sparkling Ice Sparkling Water for $1 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.